Tomorrow, a legend turns 30, but she hardly looks her age. She's an international marketing powerhouse. She's been given a special honorary title by UNICEF, and she has her own theme parks in Japan. Her feline face has graced thousands and thousands of products, from 50-cent stickers to expensive jeweled purses. The birthday girl is that little white cat from Japan, Hello Kitty. NPR's Susan Stone has this report.
The Japanese word kawaii means really cute, adorable, almost too cute for words. And at Kawaii Gifts in Pittsburgh, everything is cute, and almost everything is Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty coffee maker, and we also have contact lens case to like night lights and mugs and towels and of course plushies and
Vicky Pan stocks around 700 Hello Kitty items in her tiny store.
Markers.
Character goods have grown into a huge market throughout Asia, including Pan's native Taiwan. After moving to Pittsburgh, Pan opened her shop to serve what she sees as the growing cute market in the United States. And in terms of cute, Hello Kitty is the pick of the litter. Ken Belson writes about business for the New York Times and is co-author of a book about the Hello Kitty phenomenon. He says Hello Kitty sells herself.
Unlike Disney and unlike Warner Brothers, there's no big ad campaign. And I think the company feels that by doing that, they won't overexpose Hello Kitty too quickly. They may sacrifice some short-term sales, but in the long term, they'll be able to keep her on a steady path and keep her popular as well.
Hello Kitty's creator, the Japanese company Sanrio, knows that cute is not just for kids anymore. Bill Hensley is Sanrio marketing director.
The brand has grown up. The selection of items have gone from those that appeal to girls aged, say, 4 to 10. Now it's really to women 4 to forever.
Now you can shop with your Hello Kitty MasterCard or your Hello Kitty checks. Carry your purchase home in your Hello Kitty tote bag or rolling suitcase. Put on your Hello Kitty slippers, sit back and watch your Hello Kitty TV set, and soothe your aching muscles with your Hello Kitty personal massager.
The Hello Kitty is a lifestyle brand. In any one month, we might develop 200 or more different Hello Kitty items, and with our licensees, several hundred more.
Those licensees can be high-end, including electronics makers and trendy jewelry designers, but also low-end, Target stores and Payless shoes. Hello Kitty is firmly ensconced in mainstream America now. But what makes her so popular in the first place? She's simply drawn and instantly recognizable, iconic and expressionless, says Ken Belson.
We like to call her the Zen cat. She just is. She's out there. She signifies things to people. She's also very reflective, unlike Snoopy, let's say, who's got a bit of an attitude, who's, you know, Joe Cool, Mickey Mouse, who's perpetually happy. Hello Kitty is whatever you want her to be.
Japanese sociologist Yuko Kamanishi provides another theory. She says in Japan, it's more acceptable for adults to own childish things, hence the Hello Kitty cars for sale a few years ago. Youthfulness is very important, especially for women, and Hello Kitty is forever young.
She remains as young and as cute and as kawaii and as childish as she is originally. You might be able to say that a Japanese woman and enjoy, you know, permanent use of Hello Kitty, but I think it's a little bit too much.
Vicky Pan, who makes her living selling Hello Kitty products, says it might be even more primal.
It could be that cuteness goes really deep. They say that babies are so cute because that's one of their defense mechanisms. Adults in general find babies to be cute, and they love them, and they want to protect them. So I don't know if Hello Kitty is appealing to the same cuteness, but...
With a net worth estimated in the billions, that could be why this cat always lands on her feet, even at 30. Susan Stone, NPR News.
K-I-T-T-Y, K-I-T-T-Y.
Everybody say Hello Kitty. Who loves flowers in the sun or a party just for one? It's Kitty.
To see images of Hello Kitty, go to NPR.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.
Kitty, kitty, if you don't know where